the 13th century Persian mystical poet Rumi is said to be one of the most widely read poets. Unsurprisingly, leading the charge going the other way is William Shakespeare.
The essay was written and presented by Narges Farzad, and tomorrow at the same time, Professor Eldred Jones explores the mutual admiration which has always existed between Shakespeare and Africa. That's at 11:15. This is BBC Radio 3. The time now is 11 o'clock. It's time for Late Junction, presented this evening and this week by Fiona Talkington.
This morning is the 1st of May, the bright time of the year, and if I live and tarry here, I'll call this heavenly dew so sweet. A man, his life so span, he flourishes like a fly. He's here to die and gone tomorrow, he's gone all in an hour. He's here today and gone tomorrow, he's gone all in.
Hello again, Lisa Knapp's new release opening the programme today, which is an EP in celebration of the month of May, which Lisa's been researching up and down the country. And she says there's a common bond in all the Maytime celebrations in that winter can be forgotten about at last. So welcome to another week of Late Junction. I'm here with you Tuesday to Thursday between 11 and 12:30. Coming up later on tonight, there's a number from the session Spin Marvel recorded for Jazz on 3 in February, in case you missed it then. And there's music by Eamon Tobin and John Cage as well. And Moondog next, Seascape of the Whales. Thank you. Joanna McGregor playing Conlon Mancaro's Player Piano Study No. 11. Eamon Tobin just before that and Carry On Marmaduke. And that comes from a soon-to-be-released box set of all sorts of goodies. And Moondog's Seascape of the Whales, first of all. This is actually Joanna McGregor's last season as director of the Bath Festival, which gets underway later this month. Lots of interesting concerts and events, as always. The festival begins on the 30th of May, and you can find all the details on the Bath Festival's website. Joe and Cleoma Falcon were apparently the very first authentic Cajun musicians from southwest Louisiana to record commercially. Here they are from April 1929 from a new compilation called Aimer et Perdre, To Love and to Lose, and this is the title track. ¶¶
pas non pas quoi j'y fais avec moi-même. Je, moi je te crée jolie fille, t'es mignonne, oui pour moi mais t'oublier, mais quand j'ai fait, garde la poche, t'es mignonne, oui pour moi, jolie comme ma valeur. Et beau Dieu, ta belle figure, que moi j'aime tant, je, puis tout te voir, mais t'en aller.
That's Joe and Cleoma Falcon from 1929 and the title track from a new compilation I'll be dipping into this week called Aimer et Perdre, To Love and to Lose. I've also been listening to some of the new releases which form the Voice of the People series on Topic Records. Sarah Makeham lived in County Armagh with her husband and five children, and she found herself behind the microphone when a local milkman recommended her to a BBC team in Ulster who were searching for interesting field recordings.
As I roved out on a May morning, and a May morning right early, I met me love upon the way, oh Lord, but she was early. And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle dee, and she had landed dee, and she had landed dee, and she landed. Her boots were black and her stockings white, her buckles shone like silver. She had a dark and a rolling eye, and her earrings tipped her shoulder. And she sang little doodle, little doodle, little doodle dee, and she had landed dee, and she had landed dee, and she landed.
The Voice of Sarah Makeham recorded in 1956, a song which became the signature tune for a radio programme, taking all her neighbours by surprise. And there's a nice story in the CD booklet which says that for the children who didn't listen to the radio on Sunday mornings, she was just their friend's granny, who was well known for giving treats of chunks of bread coated in thickly spread syrup. And this is pretty delicious too, from Ned Rothenberg and Peter A. Schmidt's El Nino project, exploring the deepest, darkest corners of clarinets and saxes.
Thank you.
That's a piece called The White Clown, written by Jan Gabarek, playing along there with Rainer Brüninghaus on keyboards, Eberhard Weber on bass, and the brilliant percussion playing of Marilyn Mazur. And they followed on from Ned Rothenberg and Peter A. Schmidt from their El Niño project. Now, when the brilliant Swedish accordionist Lars Holmer died, I knew that Guy Klusewek, one of his sparring partners in Accordion Tribe, had written a beautiful piece in homage to him, and all my attempts to get hold of it came up against a brick wall. But at last, I have it. So this is Guy Klusewek playing Lars Song. ¶¶ Guy Klusevic playing his rather touching tribute to the Swedish accordionist Lars Holmer, and I'll play you a track by him later on tonight. Next, the beguiling harmonies of Gesualdo, sung here by the Hilliard Ensemble.
Thank you.
I think that's one of the most beautiful of all night songs. Alban Berg's setting of words by Carl Hauptmann, Silver Mountains and the Solitary Soul. That was Anne-Sophie von Otter with Bengt Forsberg. And they followed a track from James Brewster's As a Hovering Insect Mass Breaks Your Fall, and the Hilliard Ensemble from their new release of Gesualdo Madrigal's Tamo Mia Vita. I love you, my life, says my dear life, and in this single word my heart seems joyfully to become a true gentleman. Music from the 17th century by Gesualdo, sung there by the Hilliard Ensemble. The Bath Festival joins in the many John Cage centenary celebrations this year with a John Cage Music Circus concert on Friday the 1st of June. That's at St Swithin's Church, which they say will be transformed into a Cage Palace. There's film, readings, dances and games and activities for all ages, all put together by the festival director Joanna McGregor. Here's Cage's Suite for Toy Piano, played here by Margaret Leng Tan.
Thank you.
Street music from Naples from the 16th century by Adrian Willett, performed by a group called Dulce Memoir, and they followed Margaret Ling Tun playing John Cage's Suite for Toy Piano. Earlier on this year, I was working with British-Norwegian group Spin Marvel on a project in Oslo. And when that was done, they came to London and recorded a session for Jez Nelson and Jazz on 3, which was broadcast in February. I actually went along to the recording session and thought that the four members of the group who played were in particularly fine form. So thanks to Jazz on 3 for letting me have one of the tracks to play you here on Late Junction. I like this one especially, as it seems to really let everyone reveal something of their own musical personality. Martin France on drums, Tim Harris on bass, Terje Edinson on electronics, and Nils Petter Molvær on trumpet.
Thank you. Thank you.
The sound of Spin Marvel, led by drummer Martin France, with Tim Harris on bass, Terry Evanson on electronics, and the trumpeter Nils Petter Molvær, a number called Leap Second. And they were recorded by Jazz on 3 earlier on this year. Many thanks to Jazz on 3 for letting us have that track for Late Junction. The group Musica Ad Rainem comes to the Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music this coming Sunday at St John's Smith Square in London. They're going to be including Couperin on their programme, and here's a piece by him called La Vivacité.
كنت ميوفا ابو الهوى يقلب غير يجمد الناس اسمى ميك حوالي
كنت ميوفا ابو الهوى يقلب غير يجمد الناس اسمى ميك حوالي
كنت ميوفا ابو الهوى يقلب غير يجمد الناس اسمى ميك حوالي يري دم الناس اسمى ميد واوال يري دم الناس اسمى ميد واوال خد مغيا وطان طبيب نجلانا خد مغيا وطان طبيب نجلانا نحرمات نقول الرينا غداوان نحرمات نقول الرينا غداوان ليغن وفا يلمع عنانا المسكين الطال الحب دقيتون المسكين الطال الحب دقيتون وركني دوا غربة من الجنانات وركني
That's the sound of Oudadin from Morocco, who've been celebrating the Berber tradition since the 1970s. A song from them called Boul Hawa, which means Master of Love. And they followed Musica ad Rainham, playing Cupera, and you can catch them live at the Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music on Sunday at St John's Smith Square in London. Earlier on, I played you a song by Sarah Macomb, recorded in the 1950s, taken from a new release from Topic's Voice of the People series. Here's Sarah from the town of Keady in County Armagh with another.
Oh, I courted a wee girl for many's a long day, and I slighted all others that came in my way. and well she rewarded me to the last day. For she went and got wed to another. Another she went and got wed to another. For the bride and bride's party to church they did go, and the bride she went foremost, she bore the best show. And I followed after with a heart full of woe, for to see my love wed to another. Another, to see my love wed to another. In the first place I saw her, she was standing in church. Gold rings on her fingers, her love by the hand. And the man she is wed to has houses and land. He may have her since I couldn't gain her. Gain her, he may have her since I couldn't gain her. Then the next place I saw her, she was sitting at meat. And I sat down beside her, not a bite could I eat. I thought my love's company far better than meat, for love was the cause of my ruin. Ruin, since love was the cause of my ruin. Then the next time I saw her, she was all dressed in white, and the more I gazed on her, she dazzled my sight. I lifted my cap and I bid her good night. Adieu to all false-hearted lovers. Lovers, adieu to all false-hearted lovers. Then dig me a grave and dig it down deep, and strew it all over with a red rose so sweet. And lay me down silent no more for to weep, for love was the cause of my ruin. Ruin, for love was the cause of my ruin.
Sarah Makeham recorded in the 1950s and who features on a new release called The Heart Is True from Topics, the Voice of the People series. I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with that track by the late Swedish accordionist Lars Holmer, which I promised you earlier on. And that's after this short piece from a new album of music by Arvo Pärt from the Theatre of Voices and Paul Hillier. Here, setting words from a prayer written by St. Patrick in the year 433. He and his followers had heard of a plot to ambush them, so as they were passing through a forest, they were transformed into deer, and so were saved. Till tomorrow. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Schubert's Third Symphony and Brahms' A Minor Piano Trio feature in the second hour this morning, but I'm starting with a concert from Denmark. Mention of the island of Funen will probably call to mind Nielsen's musical portrait of springtime, but this is a concert from the summer 2011 festival there in Hindsgavl. The Danish recorder player Bolette Ruth and a Polish ensemble with the Italian name of Arte dei Suonatori are both regulars on this programme, and we're going to hear them in concertos and sonatas by Telemann, Handel and Vivaldi. Telemann for Strings begins, a concerto inspired by his time spent in the Polish musician's homeland.